This is New York Talk Exchange by the MIT-based Sensible City Laboratory, headed by Carlo Ratti. What you're looking at is real-time data of all the mobile phone conversations happening in New York City right now. It's beautiful and it's revealing, reminding us how integral the mobile phone has become to our society. Think back a decade. How many people did you know who carried a mobile phone with them? And how many people do you know today who don't carry one? According to a Japanese study from 2007, there are 2.5 billion mobile phone users in the world, and soon the majority of the global population will use a cell phone, including the inhabitants of parts of the world that have never been linked by landlines. And mobile phones today are no longer simply telephones. They connect to the internet, store files, exchange text messages, take pictures, go to the bank. They have an enormous impact on the way we live and the way we connect to each other. Today, the human quest for comfort is indeed the search not only for security, protection, and privacy, but also for connection. We share information and data, we link computers and people in wireless networks, we form groups of interest, and with a mobile phone, we can maintain those personal connections regardless of physical location. You know, the idea of privacy and individuality have in turn mutated to signify not division and seclusion, but rather a selective way to make contact with other people, with the rest of the world, and even with ourselves. These are fundamental principles of human identity, and they are changing, but maybe not as rapidly as technology itself. Design can help our minds remain elastic as our world transforms around us. It can help us understand this seemingly unending upheaval of innovation, and hopefully it can help us adapt to it and make it our own.